SASC.
Welcome to another presentation entitled Son of Night Dreams on alternating Monday nights at this time. Yours truly, Jolly John Tanner, joins you for an hour and a half of eclectic mania, music from then and now and the future, right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
You love the people.
Another night feel like the worst one. You didn't even count your tips yet, but you can tell that it ain't no big step. I don't see why you so nice. The customers are all lowlifes. Don't fight, just keep your lips stiff and get that money. It's the weekend shifts. But why they all gotta be freaks? Wish they would just eat and leave and keep their eyes to themselves. Already insecure, don't need any help. You can blame the pride that makes you hold your anger inside, but deep down you wanna curse them all.
You love the people that love you. You hear the music they move to. You give your all to the fall through. But you don't know, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know. You love the people that love you. You hear the music they move to. You give your all.
Nah, attitude check. You still show up, you haven't quit yet. And even when you're meek and sweet, they still treat you like a piece of meat. Outrageous. Each day this clock tick-tock and you still a waitress. Trying to pay them student loans and the lights and the phone and the food and the home. And you ain't quite broke, but you couldn't afford that place on your own. Got a roommate to split the rent with. Now you never feel independent. And everything seems so hollow. Cause after work, where'd that smile go? Better bring it back tomorrow. Now pick up the pace and you might make door close. Perfect, last call then some. Flirting, sexual tension. Surfing through them men, cause they all searching for that bent one. But just one to bend, and you look like you could be my friend. With a smile like that, I gotta flirt. Girl, you look like you just got off work.
You love the people that love you. You hear the music they move to. You give your all to the fall through. But you don't know, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know. You love the people that love you. You hear the music they move to. You give your all to the fall through. But you don't know, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know you.
Yeah,
One time for your mind, better yet a couple times for your spine. And behind, they say you fight so much, you're bound to go blind. But you're blind, baby. You're blind like Venetians. Why you so hazy? I rhyme off in between the beat, cause my life at times off beat. Off the beaten path with it, I'm the mammal. And if you ask, I'ma hit it, yeah, I damn well. It's a new era like that has everywhere. I make the right fit happen and rap sincere. And see me double fisted when I snap his ears off. No fear, see my vision on the clear. Check 20 twice. Give me Louis or Fulop, give me plenty rice. Again, he nice with the words that just slide off the lip. And he good with them samples, don't trip. Yeah, feel me coming out your speaker. Don't say nothing when I'm coming at your speakers. Yeah, you need to turn up the speakers. Don't nobody do it like me, huh? Let it bump, 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 man. Let it bump, 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 bump. Let it bump, 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 man. Let it, you know, don't trip. Yeah. You know it's 5 a.m. or something like that? I don't sleep, I don't need to. You don't need it. I sip smudge from the mug just to bring your styles. Put the finger on the dial and just rotate. Yo, no need to cop an attitude, whole case. I need to flyer than you'll ever be, so go get your braids. Be done or something. I ain't giving flounders no love. I already got my groove. I don't need a little tug. I'm a complete specimen. Beats for days. Don't need niggas' help. I'm sufficient on the self. Yeah, self-contained unit for will. From Vancouver to Munich, they feel what's up to till. NTO dogs, my C-town cousin. All you rap bozos are barely even buzzing with that fake shit. You ain't getting over nuh-uh. Yeah, there's only one only and I'm doing it. What? Yeah, you know I'm coming out your speakers. Don't say nothing when I'm coming out your speakers. Yeah, so just turn up the speakers. Can't nobody do it like me. Let it bump, bump.
There he is. There's our man, Mocha Only. I see. I didn't push the right button there, and it didn't tell me when the song was ending. That's okay. That was called Speakers from Mocha Only's latest CD entitled Vermilion, which has actually been out for a year, but probably recorded a few years before that. Speakers, Mocha Only. A little bit of the track 17, End of Ice Cream, little commercial thrown in there. And, of course, we started off with Atmosphere and something called Speakers. Well, here we are on the radio for another Monday, alternating with other folks. Who's the other guy that we alternate with? Not too sure, actually. I bumped into him one day here. His name's Henry S., and you can catch him for Some Sound. He's on next Monday night at 6 o'clock. In the meantime, going through the CITR library today, what a surprise to see that they've re-released Dennis Wilson's Ocean, Pacific Ocean Blue. And as we're next door to the Pacific Ocean, I thought, let's play a track from that. For all you Beach Boy fans especially, we'll remember Dennis Wilson. He was the drummer, but he also had a lot of talent, a lot of a good keyboard player, did a lot of other things, background vocals, but he also sang up front, too. Check him out in this one. This is called River Song from Pacific Ocean Blue, CITR's Son of Night Dreams.
Yeah.
The music of Hank Pine and Lily Fawn singing the title track from their CD North America. Righty and Dennis Wilson, River Song, from a new double CD released original Capitol, I think. Sony BMG, okay. Pacific Ocean Blue is the title of that one. At least the CD that was from the original LP. River Song from Pacific Ocean Blue. And also, this is a bit of a treat, I guess, for Beach Boys and Dennis Wilson fans, because the very best of Dennis's unreleased solo work, including tracks from his long-lost Bamboo project. And that's on the disc number 2, the Caribou Session. So if you're into the Beach Boys, Dennis Wilson sounds, check that one out. Alrighty, we're broadcasting live from the Student Union Building at UBC here on CITR. By the way, college students have begun to share salacious details about their schoolmates. Well, I'm sure you know about this, but if not, a website called Juicy Campus serves as an electronic bulletin board that allows students nationwide to post anonymously and without verification a sorted array of tidbits about sex, drugs, and drunkenness. Okay, that site again is Juicy Campus. Another site, Don't Date Him Girl, invites women to post complaints about the men they have dated, along with real names and actual photographs. So if you want some juicy stuff from the campus, check out either Juicy Campus or Don't Date Him Girl. All right, you can clap your hands, you can snap your fingers to Honky Tonk 1957 CITR.
and holler and brought my head into a door.
Johnny, you're too young.
But I'm gonna get married.
You're so young.
My name she'll carry.
Ooh, you're too young. You're so smart.
But not smart enough to hide an aching heart.
Going back to about 1959, there's Lloyd Price. What a classic guy. He had so many good songs, and of course, some of his oldest classics like Stagger Lee and Lottie Miss Clottie, which Elvis covered, of course. That one, I'm going to get married. All right. You're too young, but you can get married anyway. 1959, Lloyd Price. Bill Doggett, also from around 57, 58, and that was Honky Tonk Part 1, number 1.
The New Forms Festival connects art, technology, and culture at galleries and studios throughout Vancouver. Between September 18th and 27th, the New Forms Festival will explore media arts from all corners of the earth on the theme Mosaics. Work at the festival will examine cross-cultural media through video, sound, internet, print, and writing.
To quote Artistic Director Jennifer Maximitz, anyone who uses digital technology, even a cell phone, will relate to performances and exhibitions. New Forms has become the largest new media arts festival on the West Coast and has something for everyone.
For more information, visit http://2008.newformsfestival.com.
Okay, we're back to Son of Night Dreams on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live as we take you now to the planetarium. As you know, the planetarium is celebrating its 40th anniversary this year, and if you're a fan of the planetarium, you should definitely check out a CD called The Taurus Incident. Back in 1970, a turning point, actually, for the presentation of astronomy lectures at H.R. Macmillan Planetarium in Vancouver, with the debut of the Taurus Incident. Wildly popular, the show was adapted and released on LP that same year. And then in the year 2005, signals the rediscovery of a legacy that has been preserved through vinyl. The artists were grouped together and given the original recordings to create their compositions. And this musical reinterpretation of the Taurus Incident has been created for the planetarium. If you were there actually a couple of years ago, you may have remember seeing this live with various artists in town performing. Let's take a selection of that original show and the live recording right now from the Taurus Incident.
Signal goes out from here to the satellite. We bump it out all over the world. Pretty fancy, huh? Not too familiar with it myself.
Department of Defense today, Pentagon is moving forward stealth satellite program of space testing.
I'm sorry.
Not the fucking cable off.
You're blind, baby. You're blind from the facts. Oh, you are, because you're watching that garbage.
Short waves in the radio portion of the electromagnetic spectrum carry the signals that special home receivers convert into television, sound, and pictures. This, too, stops us from detecting signals from the stars at those wavelengths. In spite of the complexity and sophistication of the tools of modern astronomy, all of them have a single purpose: to capture light and allow the scientists to study. Most of us don't realize that the light we see with our eyes is a very small portion of the total amount of energy being radiated by the objects in the universe. During the next decade, the Crab Nebula will continue to baffle, intrigue, stimulate the outer limits of astronomical thought. So important has the Crab Nebula become that one scientist recently stated that contemporary astronomy can be divided into two sections: the astronomy of the crab and the astronomy of Earth. The story of the Taurus incident. Seemed to be the essence of life here on Earth. It was comforting to know that except for the predictable journeys of the moon and planets, the sky at night was constant and unchanging. to wait until the next supernova appears in this part of our galaxy, so that we can study the complex events that take place in such a catastrophe from start to finish. The odds say that we're long overdue for such an event. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, we know exactly what you are. Nuclear furnace in the sky, you'll burn to ashes by and by.
That was a selection featuring the voice of the first director of the planetarium, David A. Roger, who's still with us, yes, and 40 years later. And that was a selection from the CD called The Taurus Incident, Incidental Music. And we heard from Psydream. Okay, you might want to Google Psydream and check him out, because this guy has got so many things on disc. It's just unbelievable. Jeff Malcolm, actually. You can Google Jeff Malcolm or just Psydream and find out all the stuff he's done. But that was one selection performed live at the Planetarium. Thank you, Morgan Tanner, for that concept and putting all the people together. Well, you're tuned to CITR 101.9 FM. Get the Taurus Incident incidental music at your favorite record store. It's just past the bottom of the hour, actually 25 to before 7 o'clock. If you're listening to us on our podcast, of course, it could be anytime in time and space. Yes, and just in case you are a cat lover out there, above the ad for the show Cats, which starts here on October 7th, was a little article in the paper, kind of fascinating, actually. How to help your cat enjoy all nine lives. Avoid the nuisance of fleas and disease, even the pain of losing a pet, by keeping kitty safe inside. Yes, you can also train your cat to a harness or a leash. And, well, you know, I know there are a lot of people like to let cats out and let them run free, but indoor cats live an average of 12 years. Outdoor cats live only 2 to 5 years. So if you want your cat to live for a long time, you might consider an indoor kitty cat. Yes, it would save many of those nine lives. Okay, right now on the program, getting ready for Michael Stranick and his UFO reports, we have a little dedication here in memory of Grant McLennan, who co-wrote this song with Robert Forster. So from Robert Forster's latest, The Evangelist, and all you fans of the Go-Betweens from Down Under.
Mrs. Ellis said, there's someone you should meet here in the church. I led my bike again up against the church and went back inside. There was a woman and a child whom I'd not seen, and Mrs. Ellis said, the woman is a friend new to this town, a mother and a child. Let your light in, babe. Let your light in, babe. Let your light in, babe. And don't you be afraid. I live by myself, a mile from the church, and do my work at home. The house was a gift given from a friend on whom I used to care, named Silas Farm. Though it's not a farm, but a house amidst trees. And Mrs. Ella said, but I stopped her and said, they can stay with me. Let your light in, babe. Let your light in, babe. Let your light in, babe. Don't you
Zilla said, I'm now mother and child well. I said they are well. The mother is in bed, the child is at school, and I must be rushing home. Let your light in, babe. Let your light in, babe. Let your light in, babe. Don't you be afraid.
It's a lazy religion.
From an album released last year called Young Galaxy, that's the name of the group. Stephen Ramsey and Catherine McCandless. Talking to Stephen email-wise just about a month ago, and apparently Young Galaxy is working on a new CD, and according to Steve, it should be out by the end of this year, or probably in the new year, actually, probably in New Year's. So we're looking forward to some new Galaxy, Young Galaxy. And in memory of the late Grant McLennan of the Go-Betweens, a song written by Grant and Robert Forster, Robert Forster's latest CD and a song called Let Your Light In, Babe. Right now, though, it's time to let in some light here from outer space. CITR, Son of Night Dreams, every week, about this time, we bring you one of the world's foremost experts on UFOs, Michael Strainick, to talk about that weird and wonderful subject of unidentified flying objects. Now, you may not have heard much in the news about them lately, but if you Google UFO, you'll find lots on the subject. There's been a huge flap all around the world for... oh, it's been going on years now. But let's find out what the latest on the subject of UFOs. Here's Michael Strainick.
Good evening, John.
Good evening.
And just quickly point out that everything you said about cats is absolutely true. Cats are happier indoors. I know. I raised purebreds for over 30 years. And the only thing you really need to know is dogs have owners, but cats have staff. And when you understand that, you'll get along great with your kitty.
All right.
Okay. We got stuff coming in from all over the place, including still England, Australia, and Texas. But mostly we have CanCon tonight. We got some minor reports coming in from Woodstock, Ontario, Burlington, Ontario, a couple out of Vernon. And probably the best one is from Algonquin Park in Ontario. Guy was out camping, and at 4:30 a.m., he got up to make some coffee, and he saw a large, bright, multicolored light, red, green, blue, yellow, and purple. He didn't have a camera, but through binoculars, he could see it quite well, and it was definitely spear-shaped. It rose and lowered, but never went below the tree line. After about 1 hour, it rose to about 100 feet above the trees. He then heard and saw an airplane at cruising altitude, which was much smaller than the object and moving much faster. It had gone from horizon to horizon in 5 minutes. The object remained for another 25 minutes until it simply faded from view. So there's a good 1.5 hour sighting, and when you get out into rural areas, that's not uncommon. And here's one from Kelowna, and maybe you can think of something, but I've never heard one out of the hundreds of thousands of reports. I've never heard one quite described like this, bearing in mind two people saw this, and they both used these terms. They saw an object with strobing lights that touched down, then jumped into the air and did this repeatedly. Finally, it arced into the air and dropped onto the highway behind another witness who was pulling a trailer behind his truck. This witness said it bounced up into the air and then was gone. And as he estimated, it was about 100 feet behind his trailer. Now, this is a preliminary report, and there will be more coming. And evidently, there is even a film available, so I will keep you updated on that one.
That's an interesting one. Having grown up in Kelowna and having my original sightings of UFOs there in 1956 and in 1964, daylight disc and three glowing discs in V formation at night, but they weren't bouncing off the ground, Michael. That's an interesting one.
That's a weird one, yeah.
Yeah, we've heard of them coming out of Okanagan Lake. Nothing to do with Ogopogo, but wow, that's an interesting one. Okay. Well, we'll keep you informed in the weeks ahead, and Michael will give us updates, and no doubt next show you may have a website to go for that picture, hopefully.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you, Michael Strainick.
My pleasure.
Reporting on the weird and wonderful world of unidentified flying objects. And now it's back to the music on Son of Night Dreams, featuring from their latest album, Stereolab is here. We'll be right back.
dancing made laughter, and you'd think we'd always laughed, but we act in every photograph, and we can never just be ourselves. We can only portray ourselves, and that is why it's true the world.
Well, a recent article in the Vancouver Sun, the Thursday edition, under the rock section, Amy O'Brien said, Shane Nelken, who is the vocal guy behind that selection you just heard, the witty brain behind Vancouver band The Awkward Stage, deserves far more recognition than he's receiving so far. His latest album, Slimming Mirrors, Flattering Lights, is pure indie pop genius that rivals the new Pornographers when it comes to catchy hooks and clever lyrics. The songs range from fast-paced rockers like Anime Eyes to softer pop offerings like Skeletal Blonde and the one we just played there, Only Good Days Caught on Camera. Nelken is well beyond his awkward stage and should be moving on any time now to larger stages. Well, you know, I've never even seen him on a small stage, so I don't know when the awkward stage is playing again, but Shane, we'd love to hear you play live because you do have some good sounds there. We love your band, The Awkward Stage. Just before Awkward Stage, we had Stereolab in the title track of their latest CD called Chemical Chords, C-H-O-R-D-S. And this is the 11th album in an illustrious career, the first proper album from Stereolab since 2004's Margarine Eclipse. And apparently this began in 2007 when Tim Gaines started messing with a series of about 70 tiny drum loops on top of improvised. I can't say the word. I can't say it. You know what? I should go on to the internet here and go to dictionary.com, because when you hit a word you can't pronounce, just go to dictionary.com and they'll solve all your problems. They'll tell you how to say it. I can't say that word. Impoverished. Improvised. Oh, it's improvised, of course. What's the heck's the matter with me? I can't see. Well, what can you say? When you're 65, it's hard to see things, you know? It's fun being a senior citizen, though. Things are cheaper. Hey, you're tuned to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live here on Night Dreams, Son of, with Jolly John Tanner. Yeah. Now let's hit the magic button here. Is it going to work? Is it working?
Oh. Thank you very much, folks. The Muppet Show is proud to present our very special guest, Weezer. Yeah!
They say I need some roguing to put in my hair.
CITR 101.9 FM and Live Nation are proud to introduce Weezer. With special guests, Angels and Airwaves, and Canada's own Tokyo Police Club. Friday, October 10th, at General Motors Place. This is Weezer's first tour in 3 years. Drummer Pat Wilson announced, if you want to rock, you know where to find us. Don't miss Weezer with special guests, Angels and Airwaves, and Tokyo Police Club at General Motors Place on October 10th.
Tickets on sale now.
Take a ride, as I say.
Just invented it last year.
From CITR's Son of Night Dreams, Too Tall Trash Tanner with you here for another 15 minutes or so, and then we're going to let Gary Kay, Radio Free Gack, take over the radio. There were the McDonald brothers, Jamie, Rory, Derek. They all sing. They play guitar. Even Stephen Drake might have been playing that lazy guitar sound in there. I'm not sure. He produced the album. The Orchid Highway is the name of the band, and that's the name of their CD, too. Check it out. Something called Opiates by the Orchid Highway. And just before that, it was Primal Scream. Well, you heard the Primal Scream out there. No, that's a different scream, I think. Anyway, that one was for Scott and Carol and Mr. Munchie. Hope you enjoyed Beautiful Future, the title track of the latest CD by the Primal Scream. That takes us back to 1040 days, doesn't it? Okay. Alrighty, right now it's time to check the weather. Looks like another nice night tonight. Yeah, a few clouds around there, but it should be mostly clear tonight. And again, tomorrow's sunshine. And in case you didn't catch it, 8:45 this morning, it was officially autumn equinox. That's right, the autumn equinox occurred this morning at 8:45. I think they said 8:44. What's a minute here or there? Sunrise was at 6:59. Sunset tonight at 7:09. Whoa, the sun just went down. Should be some beautiful colors out there right now. So we're right around equal day and equal night, give or take a few minutes. It's going to change here Wednesday and Thursday. The rain is coming. I'm sorry to say, but hey, you know, it's the wet coast. It can't always be a perfect day, can it?
Just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park. And then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo. Then later, a movie too, and then home. Oh, just a perfect day. Problems all left alone. Weekenders on our own. It's such fun. Just a perfect day. You made me forget myself. I thought I was someone else, someone good. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep. Just what you sow. You're going to reap just what you sow.
There's Joni Mitchell on Son of Night Dreams called If. It's the last track on her CD called Shine. Joni Mitchell. And before that, of course, we had a little tune by Lou Reed called Perfect Day from 1972, taking us back in time here. Got my disc order in hand. I'd like to congratulate Jordy Yao, the new editor of the Discorder magazine. Look for it at your favorite record store. Discorder has always been dedicated to promoting the local, the obscure, and the independent musician. Look for it at your favorite record store right now. And if you're looking for a good book to read, here's one in Keeping Our Cool, University of Victoria climate scientist Andrew Weaver's new book. It's available right now. And Andrew Weaver says, vote for the Liberal leader Stephen Dion. Don't vote for the Green Party. Weaver said in an interview promoting Keeping Our Cool, Canada in a Warming World, if the Green Party has a strong candidate who's going to beat out the Liberal and Conservative candidates, then okay, go ahead and vote Green. But by and large, a Green vote is not a Green vote. A Green vote is for a Liberal government and Stephen Dion. There is no other candidate you can vote for. This is not a paid political announcement, by the way. It's an article with University of Victoria climate scientist Andrew Weaver, and talking about his new book. And he's stepping into the political fray, and that's almost unheard of for a scientist, especially one of Weaver's stature. As one of the world's preeminent climate scientists, he was part of the Nobel Prize-winning Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. Okay, and he is so incensed by what he calls Prime Minister Stephen Harper's war on science and scientists, by the government's questioning of climate change, and by the obstructionist positions the Tories have taken on the issue internationally, he felt he had no choice. As a matter of fact, Andrew says it's so serious that unless we reach a point where we stop emitting greenhouse gases entirely, 80% of the world's species will become extinct and human civilization as we know it will be destroyed by the end of this century. Now, if that isn't something to perk up and take notice of, I don't know what is. And I do agree. You know, the conservatives have totally been screwing around with the scientists and trying to make things their way. Well, I'm sorry, guys, but it's not going to work. So vote for the liberals, but don't vote for you-know-who. Otherwise, we're in big trouble. Okay, I guess it's time to wish you all happy trails, folks, because it's time to say goodbye from the Tanner Manor here. The show is called Son of Night Dreams, and we're around every couple of weeks. By the way, Showbiz Shane called to say he'll be on the show in 2 weeks' time to give us an update on what's happening with the film festival. In the meantime, stand by for Gary Kay and Radio Free GAC. Right now, it's time to hoist up old Harold the Star Projector and finish off our show from the Taurus Incident. Here's the Stuntman and the Libra Incident from the Taurus Incident incidental music.
We'll be right back. Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean, they...
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
I know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS.